starting a perek of brachos. Ketzad mevarchin ala peres. How do you make a bracha on peres? Fruit. Al peres ilan u'ayme b'yre p'yates. Peres of trees. You make a bracha b'yre p'yates. Chutz min ha'yayin, except from wine. Shal ha'yayin u'ayme b'yre p'yagafen. On wine you make a b'yre p'yagafen. Now this is very interesting. What does it mean, except from wine? That means, how about apple juice? How about orange juice? You also don't make eitz, right? You make a shahaka. So what are we saying, chutz from yayin? It's chutz from any juice. And faket, if yayin, if anything, is better. I mean, you're seeing that you're making a b'yre p'yagafen.
Over there, you're not making, the fruit changed. So, and it's not little myelin. Over here, this is the purpose of the grapes. And it's a myelin. And the
Mara
says, because
it's again, yeah, whatever. Akapanim, it's a very interesting lashon Mishnah that ki'ilu, that on yayin, means let's say yayin wouldn't be the mila, you would have to make maybe a eitz. Like that's what's matched with the Mishnah. But we see on drinks, you don't make a eitz, not an apple juice and not an orange juice.
Because that's not the equal.
Yeah, thank you very much for the answer. But the Maisa, it's a better question than your answer. Because at the end of the day, the Mishnah should not be saying chutz if the Maisa chutz is included in everything. You have chutz. Time for drinks also. That means it's not, drinks is normally not the etzem bracha itself. Valperis the aretz.
Even the lashon is a little off because we're saying alperis, we're not saying about juice, we're talking about the actual fruit.
Right. So part of the answer to that is that the tachlis of the fruit, faket, tagufa, the tachlis of the fruit by an apple is not the juice, is the apple itself. Mashenga, the tachlis of the fruit by a grape is the yayin. So when we're referring to the fruit, yayin is the only time that the juice is the fruit itself, is the tachlis of it. It means when you buy grapes, the matara, today it's not like that, but the matara is the wine, not, when you buy apple, the matara is not the apple juice, it's the apple itself.
And also, hagefen is like a whole different bracha in itself.
Right.
It's just hagefen, the bracha itself is
there. Okay, a little bit, it's all included
with
mezzah. Hagefen is a complete different bracha. So malyus, a little bit like he was trying to say, yeah.
Yeah, but the point is, there's a different problem that I could learn. What happens if the oranges are raised, the special oranges are raised for oranges?
Yeah.
You still maybe make a bar for eggs, but you don't make a little mylon.
Yeah. Zog the Mishnah weiter, weil Peres ha'aretz u'ayme b'yer pri adama. Peres ha'aretz, fruit from the ground, you make a b'yer pri adama chutz min ha'pas, shall ha'pas u'ayme mitz lechem in ha'aretz. So, again, what does it mean, fruit from the ground? That you make a b'yer pri adama. Val yirakus u'ayme b'yer pri adama. So we have fruit from the ground and we have yirakus. What's the difference? It's very interesting that what Rashi says, I just didn't say it over here, But what does it mean, peyes ha'aretz, and what does yirakus mean? So yirakus normally means chasa, like
lettuce
and these types of things. It's much more fruit from the ground, is what? Kidneys. Or maybe like berries. What?
Berries are more, more likely to be
depends what type of berries. But, right, there's some berries that you make adama. Which berries do you make adama?
If the bushes die every year.
Well, yeah, we'll get to them later on. But Akapanim said there are two things, interesting, that there are two things. There's Priya Eitz, and there's Priya Eitz, and Riyakas. If you die in Bayim Min Nishayim, that you'll make on these things, you'll make a Bayim Min Nishayim. That means if there's more machma on the bracha, he wants to make it more specific. Zakti Mamanana Mili. Right. Zakti Mamanana Mili, how do you know that you make a bracha? So, really, the Gemara should have asked Tana Hechikai, the same way the Gemara says the first mission in the Mesachdim, Ahimasai. And the Gemara says Tana Hechikai, where's the mission coming from? We didn't know anything about Kish Mishalav, it's so too over here. The mission should have said Tana Hechikai, and that's Taisis Kasha. This is a very interesting test. Taisis says the Maskana Sagamara before we even know the Maskana Sagamara. But okay. So the Mamanan and Mili, how do you know about it? You make a bracha before it. The mother Tanur Abanon, Lent Nebrai said, Kodesh Yilulam Hashem, Melamed Shetunim Bracha Lefneim Melachre. It says the Pasuk is talking about Netter Vai, Kodesh Yilulam, Yilulam Zalashin Rabbim. Two Yilulams, two praises. So Melamed Shetunim Bracha Lefneim Melachre. Here you see that you need a bracha before and then afterwards. What's twice? Yilulam, two praises. So you need a bracha beforehand, before you eat, and after you eat. Mikan Amar Bekiva, Asa La'adam Sheyitam Klum, Kaidim Sheyivach. You're not allowed to taste anything before you make a bracha. This is where you learned it out from. This is where Bekiva learned it out from. Kaidish Yilulim Lashem. Now, what is Netar Avai? Netar Avai is the fourth year that it's Mutar Ba'achila. Right, you're not allowed to eat from the Peres Arla is 3 years. Netar Avai is the fourth year. Then you're allowed to eat from the fruit. So we're telling you that, but you need a bracha. It says Kaidish Yilulim Lashem. So what's Kaidish Yilulim? To teach you two Yilulim, two praises, one before and one after. So the Gemara of High Kaidish Yilulim Lach Yudah says that what the Lashon Yilulim Lashon Ram is coming to tell you. Hi, mi bayalei. I is teaching you Chad the Amar Achmana. One of them is teaching you that the Torah says Achle v'hader Achle, Achle with the Ches and then with the Chaf, which means if you want to be paid, you want to eat it. You really, you have to do the fourth. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Now, hey, you want to eat it? What do? You pay it. You redeem it onto other money, and then you eat it. So that's what Hilulim means.
How do you know they're from
Hilulim? What?
How do you see they're from
Hilulim? Hey and Ches, the switch. Hilul, Chilul. So you should be mechallel it, and then you should go ahead and eat it. So if so, so what do you see? So that's what you need the pasuk for. So that's what they use Kaidish Hilulim Hashem is to be paida, to redeem the payers onto money, and then you can. Vidach, and the other Hilul is, you have two Hilulim. One is for that, and Vidach, Dava Tan Shira, Tan Chilul. Vishaina Tan Shira, Aina Tan Chilul. Something which needs Shira, which is, we'll see in a moment, is Yayin, needs Chilul. Something which doesn't need Shira, Aina Tan Chilul. Something which doesn't need Shira, which you don't do Shira for, which we'll see what that means.
Talking about other fruit?
Yeah. It's only Kerem Avai.
Other fruit doesn't have the Hilchus.
Netar Avai. Right.
They still need if
you're chayiv
in it, you still need
Chilul. Yeah, if you're chayiv in it. The Gemara saying that's what this man the Amma holds. The Davin Atar and Shira Atar and Chilul. Something which needs Shira, singing, which is Levim say Shira on the carbon and the Migdash, only on Yayin, only on wine. When the Menasech it on the Mizbech. So that's when they need Shira. So Davin Atar and Shira, Atar and Chilul, which ain't Atar and Shira, something which doesn't need Shira, anything else, ain't Atar and Chilul, does not need Chilul. Okay, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, Amar Benison. Amar Shmuel ben Achmeini, Amar Benison, Minayin Shein Aymim Shira Leyayin. How do we know that we don't say Shira Leyayin? Shinema, Va'atayim Elohem HaGefen, Hechdalti, Estirayishi, Amasameach Elohim Va'anoshim. So what are we? So we dashin. Im anoshim misameach elakim emam misameach. If misameach people, what do you misameach? They bainu shlem. Mikan sheinayim mshira el alayayin. How you misameach bainu shlem? But nisachayayin is pouring the nisachim on the mizbech. They did every single day. They sang shira. Shira shall come. So this man Amos says that you only say shira alayayin. So Zakti Gemara. If so. You're good with saying Kaidish Yilulim to praise Hashem. That means that you're making a bracha. Where is that? That's going if you hold Netirva. El Lamandatani Keremavai. But if you go and like the Manda Amma that says that it's only Kerem, it's only for wine, and that's what's coming to tell you about the Shira. What could you say?
Why is
the Hanicha Lamandatani Netirva?
That means any tree, but other things that come from the tree is not you have no simcha. You can't say hilulim.
No, Netar Avai is not al simcha. Netar Avai was saying that you can say it al tzabracha.
Yeah, but you say you learned that out from the lashon of hilul.
Right, and
that you only do it on yayin.
No, that was saying that. Okay, that's the hemshich. That man the amma is going kerem avai. If it was that's okay, that's the hemshich. That we found the brayis that says that Hillel is referring to Shira El Alayayin. So that Mandama is saying Kerimavai, so that's why it's Shver. But if you hold Netarvai, then it's good. Netarvai means all plants, not just the wine, not just grapes.
Any eights.
Any eights, exactly. So then you'll know that you make a bracha on any eights.
But if you hold Kerimavai. How are you going to make a bracha?
Hillel.
No, so that's Kamar's Kash.
If you hold Kerimavai, so it is referring to Shira. and it's specific kerem, it's referring to shira. So how do you know you make a bracha on this and everything?
I mean, if it's such a praise to over wine for a bunch of them, wine is a big thing. So why could we be yotze everybody and by regular food can't be yotze? I mean, we should make bracha. Everyone should be able to. You should make a bracha. Everyone should make a bracha. You shouldn't be able to be
Eitz everyone. No. What do you mean? We always could be Mitzi everyone by Eitz also. But you just don't normally all sit down to apple.
Oh. Okay, could be done also
later. Yeah, sure. Forget. If we're all sitting together, you're all eating apple, make the bracha and be Mitzi everyone. Yeah.
Mostly we don't do that. We have situations and we don't do it.
We don't do it because we're never sitting together to eat an apple. To Pirate's dish.
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah, whatever. I'm trying to think. No, I'm saying you have situations. We're not noyig that way, right? We never.
Not really, because Chassidim are never noyig. Chassidim don't make their own kiddush, but the Goyan and most of the rest of the class hold it for case supposed to. Okay, Zok to Gemara. So if Hanicha, so the Shver, if you hold Karim Rivat, that it's only grapes. And then Hilulim is not used for bracha, so therefore it's Shver. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, well, how do you know bracha?
Why don't you learn it out from Karamavai? What's the problem?
Karamavai itself is not bracha, Karamavai is Shira. We're going to get to it in a minute. Honey, Chayal of Gzeir Shava. It's good if you learn out of Gzeir Shava that, and one that Wah Tatanya, Rebbe, I'm an Emekan, Lohisif Lachem, Tuasa. It says one Pasik, Lohisif Lachem, Tuasa, Ben Emelan, Tuasa Karam. The other pasuk says tvuas akerem mala halon kerem afkan kerem, just like over there, it's kerem. So too over here, it's kerem. That means kerem revai. So isolechad hilul lebracha. So therefore, you have one hilul left. You don't need the hilul to teach you that. Before we have two hilulim, we have one hilul to teach you achle v'hadar achle. First redeem it, and then you can eat it. And the other hilul was to teach you the halacha of shira. So if I have Xer Shava to use for one of them, so now I have one hilul extra, so may I'll use the hilul the bracha. So I'll have the hilul to teach you that you make a bracha. But if you learn it from Xer Shava, how do you know anything about a bracha? Even if you are going to learn out from Xer Shava, so I'll have one hilul extra. So I'll use that hilul to teach you to make a bracha after you eat the grapes. The fun of Minayin, how do you know beforehand? Why would I teach you afterwards? Because always it says, like Bich Samazin says afterwards.
Why wouldn't I think that separately? That's a separate.
Because that's for eating bread. Chalta v'savata v'yachta. See, I know for grapes, right, just like for bread, I need the raisa. I need to make a bracha afterwards, where Bich Samazin the raisa. So to over here, I would know for afterwards. How do I know before?
The Gemara says, "Ilo yaof gezer shava." That means it's a machlokes. Is there someone who doesn't learn who learned the gezer shava?
Yeah.
Gemara doesn't bring it down.
Right. True. Minayin, how do you know? So how do you know the fun of Minayin? How do you know the bracha beforehand? Halay kasha. That's the kavachayim. You can learn how the kavachayim. What's the kavachayim? Kishu sava mevarech. When you're full, you make a bracha laachrav. Kishu rav lekoshka. When you're hungry, for sure you should make a bracha. When you're full already, you're done. You make a bracha. Kol shem, when you're hungry, you're trying to eat. You have to make a bracha. Okay.
So it's not a real kavul chaima.
What?
It's not a real kavul chaima.
Why?
Because Tosfos says by Balkari, the Gemara will say it's lav d'oraisa. So I have the kavul chaima. She says it's not a real kavul chaima.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Zot ma'avait ashkechon kam. Okay. So so you're fine with kam. You see that you make a bracha on grapes. Shah minim and nayin, how do you know other minim? Well, then how to kem? There's nothing special about kem. Ma kem, davish in the hand of a tal and bracha. Just like kem, you're having a no. You need a bracha, I've called davish in the hand of a tal and bracha. So to anything else, you're having a no, it needs a bracha. You have a kasha, mala kem, shaken chayba, leilais. Kem is different, because it says, you chayba, no leilais. What's a leilais? There's a pasuk that says in the Torah, "V'kamecha loisa oilel," which means you have to leave it for ani. What's a oilel? It doesn't have the sides. It's missing. It's missing part of this branch of the tree. It's over there. It's only one. It's only one shura. Normally, it spreads out. It comes out. Here, it's only one shura of grapes. So over there, we tell you, don't keep it for yourself. You leave it on the tree for ani, to collect. So you see, kam has something chashiv to it. So that's why maybe you make a bracha, can't learn it to other places. So the man, no, come with techiach. But come also, the pasuk says over there, techa balechem, and next to it, it says, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. So you see, kama, you also go ahead and make a bracha. So therefore, I see that it has nothing to do with the
lelis. We have everything. We have many different things by different fruits.
No, but we're trying to say learn everything out of karam.
Right,
so karam has some unique uniqueness.
But other fruits also do.
Don't they have a different type of uniqueness? Right. Not this.
But karam, there's no mix of uniqueness.
You have payah by other fruits.
True. So what do you want? What's the fruit of bracha?
So you see that they're equivalent. That they both have a something.
Yeah,
that
but I can't be medama one to the next. Yeah, I see that karam has something within its own that no one else has. So maybe that thing, we don't know why, but maybe that thing
is mechayah
to mechayah to
bracha. Mechayah only pay the rabbanon, because only shazai minim is the raisa.
Whenever it's shazai minim, whatever it is, a kabbalah.
No other parish.
It still has no, still is, it doesn't matter. It's a pich. Zok the Gemara, kama techiach. Mala kama, shkin chayev is bechala, no, kama, is chayev and chala. Why? It's wheat, right? So it's chayev and chala. So therefore, maybe that's what you have to make a bracha, something special. The Gemara, kama mechich, kama is not chayev and chala, and you also make a bracha. Because I didn't lay your Isaac, your Isaac, lay your Isaac, your Isaac. Each one has its maila. They're not similar. It's how the Shabbos ben, davash and a hen of a time bracha. Something you have, no, it needs a bracha. I've called davash and a hen of a time bracha. So too, anything else, anything that you're having, I know, needs a bracha. So the more mala tzad shavuot shemen shken yesh b'tzad mizbeach. No, yayin, you put on the mizbeach for nesachim. Soiles, you put on the mizbeach for menachas. So therefore, it has a tzad mizbeach. So that's why you have to make a bracha. And v'asinam izayis, like even though not zayis, this b'tzad mizbeach. Zayis is also has tzad mizbeach. What is that? Shem and Zayas Zach?
No, that's so, the Menorah.
Yeah, but you have a Mizbech, Shem and Zayas.
Yeah, because you do
Zach the Gemara, Mizayas, Mitzad Mizbech, Kasi. So therefore, Zach the Gemara, so therefore don't learn out other products. It's only Zayas, Kama, and Kerem, and wine. Zach the Gemara, Zayas, Mitzad Mizbech, Kasi. You tell me that Zayas also has a Tzad Mizbech. Is that why it's learned? That's why you're mechuyev to make a bracha? Well, Be'edik said Be'kah. Why do Be'edik say Be'kah? It says over there, Be'edik. Kam, they say, Vayiva migadish v'ad kama v'ad kam Zayas. So it says, in that pasuk, it says Kam Zayas. So nothing to do with the Mizbech Shabbat.
It's called Karen.
Right. Amar Papa, Karen Zayas Ikri, Karen Stamala Ikri. It's called Kerem Zayas. It's not called Stam Kerem. So if you can learn it out from Kerem. So if I learn it out from Zayas, so it'll be Tzad Mizbech. Zakti Gemara, Mikama Kerem Kasha, so we're back, Shvei Amala, Tzad HaShavah Shaben, Shkei Nyesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. What's a Tzad HaShavah? All these three things have a Tzad Mizbeach to it. The Baal has a Tzad Mizbeach to it.
As the Rishayim say, you can raise your
Kasha. Therefore, has mitzad mizbeach to it. So therefore, so if it has mitzad mizbeach, that's when maybe you make a bracha. But anything else, you don't make a bracha. So the Gemara, the Aleph from Shibas Aminim, I'll learn it from Shibas Aminim. It says Eretz Chitus Aya, and right after that it says Achalta Vesavata Vayachta. So you see, make a bracha. So the Gemara, Mas Shibas Aminim, Dava Shenana V'Tayim Bracha, just like Shibas Aminim, something which you're having a no, and you have to make a bracha. I've called Dava Shenana V'Tayim Bracha. So anything they have a no, you have to make a bracha. So the Gemara, Mas Shibas Aminim. Malah Shem Saminim Shekin Chayavim Bebikurim. Shem Saminim is something special because you Chayavim Bebikurim. Chayavim to bring the first fruit to Eretz Yisrael to the Beis Hamikdash V'Oid. So Eretz Yisrael. V'Oid Hati Nech La'achav. The fun of Inai, and this is all for afterwards. It says V'Chal Tav Savata V'Rechta. After you eat, you bench. How do you know before? So Gemara Halei Kasha. Like we said earlier, Asi B'Kav V'Chayma. Learn how Kav V'Chayma. Kishu Sava Mevarech. When you're full, you make a bracha. Kishu Rav like Kalshkein. When you, right?
According to this Gemara,
when you're hungry, you like kosher.
When we make our mechus the rice on all the pears.
Yeah. Zok the Gemara, the man that tani neter vai, and later the man that says neter vai hot tinech called davenatia. Even later the man that says neter vai, which is not just kerem vai, it's not just grapes. It's anything That's good, something which grows. The laban, the tiyok, you're going basa, bayim, the dogim, meat, eggs, fish that don't grow, menale, how do you know you make a bracham? You don't have ilulim. So the male is svarahu. No, it's falling off this whole thing.
Svarahu, once I know this, or svarahu, look at chila.
Ah, we'll see in a minute. Svarahu, asa loy la adam, sheyanim, and mazeb, bracha. It's asa to eat from this world. It's a svarahu. You're having anah from something. You can't eat something. You can't do something having anah and not make a bracha. So now, so the question is, the question is, did everything fall off and we're just left with the svara, or it's a continuation to everything? Neter vai works for, we know hilulim for neter vai, for all the plants. For basa,
beve
dogim.
What? Then I would only need it. I would only need the
Torah. Dog.
No, if you want to rely on the Svara, then once I know it's, if we're saying that it's a continuation of everywhere else, then all I need is one place to tell me the concept, and then I can learn it from everywhere else.
Well, we don't have
maybe you don't have to.
Maybe what? Maybe I could go with totally just the Svara.
You don't have anything with Svara.
I understand it. That's what I'm saying. So the Rav was saying whether it's a Svara only or it's a continuation. We learn
then
out.
The continuation won't help me for the Svara. Except according
to Rabbi Kiyo. Yeah. Anyways, what are you saying? No?
I was just touching what the Rav said. If it's misvara, then you really only need in one place to tell you that there's a concept of a
Oh, there's such a svara, and then you learn out to the other place.
Everywhere else. Why
right, but I would rather have the other place, because that might be the raisa. Svara might not be the raisa.
So, meaning it's going to be the raisa where it's mentioned where, yeah. Everywhere else.
Right. Like, every place else is going to be the raisa, which is like, all natiyas, like the matam anetarevai, like karam revai, it'll only be karam, zayas, and whatever right. We came out. And by bayim
fresh items, it won't be derived.
Basa, but bayim v'dogim, it's not going to be derived.
I don't have any places to write.
Kavu chaim,
we
have
to quote what?
The Kavu chaim.
Again,
but we had a Kavu chaim.
The Tosis is not a real Kavu chaim.
I know, but I'm saying, but the Svara is also not. It's not real. What does it mean, not real? It's Kavu chaim, but it's not derived. So I'm saying, so it'll come out that Rashi, the blade mountain has a whole shtick on this. Rashi's mashma el svaru. That, but we still stay with all the other places. That's what Rashi brings down the whole Chatgadi. But Akapanim, Api Pashtis, the way the Velt learns now that it's a Svara, and Taisa says, the bottom Taisa is a crowd, and Nasa Lel, Snak, the Baalma, and the Gemara knew the whole time that it was just really a Svara. Okay, and that's what they always say, it's a Svara. Chai Chi Yibrach is just a Svara.
What about Mayim? Mayim is a Mizbech, too, right? Nisach
HaMayim. The Gemara talk about it.
No, that's a good question. He's asking that.
Well, for salt and the water, the Gemara is.
No, but that's. He's asking that the Lechaya should be included in. He's asking that Bashira? Tam is bad?
Yeah.
No, the Gemara over there was just trying to show a Pecha that you see Klor by Karen and you see by Zayas. And you see by Kamas. The Gemara is just saying that all of them have Tam is bad. We're not going to learn out the other places.
If
you don't have the svara, so I mean, you'll have that.
The lime should also be the
rest. Okay. So tomorrow, it's a smach. Tanya Rabban, also lo adam she'anim and adam mezeb lo bracha. Person not have a no in this world without a bracha. Chol nanim and adam mezeb lo bracha ma. You having a no, you having meila. Hell the gazach. It's like a nana from Hegdish. Then my mate can't it. So what's the etzah? Go to Chacham. Says, "Ma, yeah, Chacham, what's that going to do for you? Ma, Avidlay, Avidlay, Yisur, you're doing an Issa. You did an Issa. So, what's that going to help you? Elam Arava, Yelech Chacham, Meikara. Go to Chacham originally. Vilam Danu Brachis, Kadesh Leitavala Meila. Let him teach you what type of bracha he's supposed to make, and then you're not going to come to Meila.
Because not a Ma'ita Kante. Can't say Go Meikara for the Chacham."
No, he's saying that you already did that
vera,
but the Chacham's not
going to
take off your
vera.
Right. So
the Ma'ita Kante
is, there's no, how can you fix it? You can't fix it.
What
so,
you did, you can't fix.
Right. So
he's saying
Lutakante
is a
lotion
of
fixing.
Yeah.
No, that's
the lotion
prevention.
Yeah. Zok Tigmar Vahitam, Abiyudam Ashmul, Kal Nanam, Zebulai Bracha. If someone is Nana from this world without a Bracha, Kil Nanam, Mikachi Shamayim. Before we said a lotion Ila, I was telling you, Kil Nanam, Mikachi Shamayim. Yeah. Zok the Gemara, Shenema, like it says.
You make the wrong bracha, then still
Mila? Yeah. Shenema, like it's saying.
Like shaka. Shaka helps for everything.
No, it doesn't work for everything. Only if it's a real suffix. That's not the, it's a wrong bracha. Shenema, Hashem, Ha'aretzim Laya. Once you did it, it's okay. But you're not supposed to. Hashem, Ha'aretzim Laya. So you but see, that's the Ebayim Shlomo.
It won't be Mila. If you make a shaka on everything, you're not having Mila.
Who says that?
You
have Dama on grape juice, it's not Mila?
No, because it's the wrong bracha. It doesn't work for it. But so a shaka, no. The ever you made a shaka, you don't make another bracha.
What shakas? So how do you say now? What do you say from this Gemara?
Because the Gemara's master, you have to learn all the correct brachas.
Right.
If you make the wrong bracha, it doesn't count.
Right. So, very good.
You just said it to the
Eved. With the Eved. With the Eved. You're Ivan Mila. You're allowed to eat, but it's with the Eved.
Not Ivan Mila, you make the wrong bracha. If it's shaykh at all to it. If your whole Barmazan is for anything that's amazing, so even though you're not supposed to make it, if you made it, so you don't make a repeat of bracha before you realize.
Oh no, yeah, it's machlekes Rishonim. I know what you're saying. Pashas Gemara is Mashal. You are Avimila. I know what you're saying. You just said the deed. Very good deed. That's the Rishonim. That's what it says then. Shenem Hashem Ha'aretzim Laya. The Gemara says, it's like Nana Mikach Hashemayim. Shenem Hashem Ha'aretzim Laya. That is the Bein Shlomz. Havlevi Rami, Havlevi Adakashik. Siv Hashem Ha'aretzim Laya. Nechshiv Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem. Ha'aretzim Salam Le'adim. He gave it to us. Not the Bein Shlomz. Hashem Ha'atzim Laya means it's the Ibn Shalom. And he is, the Pasuk says, Ha'atzim Sanam Le'adam. The Gemara Le'kasha, Kan Kaidim Bracha, Kan La'acha Bracha. Before the Bracha, it's the Ibn Shalom. La'acha Bracha, it becomes yours.
So that means the Pasuk is not a Kasha on Bracha. The Kasha is a Pasuk, is a general Kasha.
On the concept. The Teretz is that after you make the Bracha, that's when the Ibn Shalom gives you a hat, that's yours. So now the Shaila is that the whole Gemara is, I mean, so maybe you shouldn't put on a shirt without a bracha. No, but not from anything.
No, you're talking about Hanavi
Mayai.
Thank you, I understand that. So well.
When you get a new garment.
New, but every day you should put it on. You don't say just when you eat
like
new fruit.
Right?
Yeah. Or anything. Bracha. The Gemara wants to know later on, we'll get to him at Shem, how do you know you make a bracha on Reich? Smell. So, whatever the Gemara says. Let the Gemara just say, "Minayin shavachin al reich." Kol neshama ta'alukah. This is a svara. Aslam says, "Blah bracha." Any another? Why does you go into your car? Having another, you have a car. Nothing's yours.
There's obviously a chiluk between food and everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
No, food
is nourishment.
Because you have enough from it tomorrow. Also, yeah, yesterday you still haven't got enough. If you make a bracha when you give paya, when you make a bracha when you leave leket shikha, so why don't you say that's enough of a bracha because you already made a bracha on this? When you give truma and ma'isa, you make brachas, so that'll be enough of a bracha. Now you can eat
the
bracha
like in the shikha.
The baal, the arsha. Yeah, but the arsha shouldn't be chayv to make the bracha. You already made a bracha.
What's the shaykhs?
I don't know what the shaykhs is.
When's
a mitzvah? When's when you make out the mitzvah? I make out the eating. So the Gemara,
you see, on the third year when you
achilas matzah, you make two brachas. If once for the mitzvah, once for the eating itself, what chance? Once for eating and once for my sins. I'm chinin about papa. Another shafa lashon. You're stealing from a kadosh baruch hu. The knesset is so high, knesset is so. So what are you stealing?
The bracha.
You saw Rashi, right? It's a pal de gazach. The mal you learn the mashal says about you stealing the food. No, bracha shem. You're stealing the bracha. So it's a whole different gemara than what we just said.
You have an opportunity to do something, you're not doing it.
Right. Till now we learned Mi'ila, that was you stealing the food. Here you're stealing the bracha. Fine. Shanema Geizel Ave V'imai V'aymein Peshachave Hu L'ish Mashkis V'ein Ave V'la Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Ave is the Kadosh Baruch Shanema Allah Yehu Avicha Kanecha V'einim El Knetz Yisrael. It says you're stealing your father and your mother. it means Aviv is Benishlem, and then it's Kazizal, so it's Shema'an B'ni.
If I would have stuck with Kilo Goyzel, like then it would have been the same as before.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to bring up.
Right.
I mean, Apache says it's not a problem, it's to the Manama.
Right.
It's a different way to say it.
You can't be saying it works out better. You can't be Goyzel, because
well, you know what I'm saying? The only thing you can Goyzel is from him. Yeah, that's what someone was trying to. Oh, you could say Goyzel, too. It's his. Shema'at's law, it's all his. Yeah. So you have to know how does Aina not make a bracha? I asaladam shalana asaladam shalana sublay bracha. Aina doesn't make a bracha, he's a ganav. Aina's not to be a ganav.
He's not a ganav.
So Lechaya, you can't be a ganav. That's what Lechaya might bother with. So they bring a raya that the only time you're mechuyev, the only time you're a ganav is because of the chiyev. The chiyev brings the gneiv.
How could you say that if we just said Hashem or Tzimloya?
But that's all because of a very interesting concept. Yeah, that's what it's a chiddush. It's a very good kasha. The kasha is better than the tayas, but the mal the chiyev bracha doesn't bring the gneiv to the food. Yeah. Okay. Why is he a friend of Ishmashchis? Who is that? What's the pshat? Because people see when you eat and you don't make a bracha, people can learn from it. So Yom Ben Avot was machti as Yisrael. So too Yochaita machti. Here's going on. Very interesting. You don't make a bracha, Yochaita machti as Yisrael. Because people are going to learn from me in the CA.
Why specifically by this mitzvah more so than by other things?
Mashkis means you're causing other people damage.
No, but why dafk over here? There's many mitzvahs that if you don't do them, other people see you're not doing it. And
you
chayti machti, no?
You ask on his kasha. The brach is what you see every second of the day. It's like,
you make a quiet brach when somebody doesn't see it, so then it's
like machti. Today we know that you make a brach, but that's me. The Bnei Shem calls it his dagon. Your dagon. So whose is it? When they're doing good, and it becomes their dagon. When they're not doing good, then it's ours. Sorry, it's the Bnei Shem's. No. What's it telling you about Safta de Ganecha? Who else should do it? You should gather your plants, your food. Who else should do it? It says in Torah, La Yomer Sefer Atayah Zemi Picha. You should not leave the Torah from your mouth. Yachal Dvarim Kisav, and you would think it means literally.
You should not
work at all. Tamalayim about Safta de Ganecha, Hanig Ben Minna de Achetz. You should be naig minig da'achetz. Work yourself. And then learn also. Dibi Rabbi Shema. Shemi Yechayim. Efsha Adam Chayesh B'Shaz Chayisha. He's a rei B'Shaz Zuyah. A person's going to plow when he has to plow. He's going to plant when he has to plant. V'kaitze B'Shaz Ktsira. Interesting. It says plowing before planting. Because there's a plant about him. It's two times he's plow. V'kaitze B'Shaz Ktsira. V'dosh B'Shaz Disha. V'zayu B'Shaz Ruach. Yowino. You're going to be busy. It's impossible to learn Torah. El Bizman, so he has a steer in the Pesukim. One place it says, Masafta Ganech, you should be busy with the plants, busy with the fruit, and everything else. And the other place it says, Layam Shevet Ayam Zem Picha. Zakt Gemara, El Bizman, she saw this in Shem Shamaka, and Melach Nasi Deche. When Klai Yisrael is doing Kedabai, the work is going to be done through others. Shenem Am Duzar, Mu Utsay Nachem. So then, that means that it's going to be going good. Says other people are going to do it for you. The end of the pasuk. It was mancha and Yisrael is in Shem Shamakim. When Klai Yisrael is not doing the ways of Hashem, so then they're going to have to go work. Not after the Atzmon. Shenema, they're going to have to go. After the Ganecha, you have to go. You're going to have to do other people's work also. Shenema vanta sevecha. So therefore, that's how he answers the steer. So we have two truths into the steer. One tarets is, you have to do both. You have to go to work and you have to learn.
The other Teretz is not.
I was a Shimon Chayes that kasha. But he felt, no, this time, every night, sit and learn. Shimon Chayes held, it's impossible. Says, you're working or you're learning. So if you're doing good, then you can learn. If you're not doing good, then you have to go.
You can't work at night. What's the kasha? So you learn at night.
You're too tired.
It's not enough.
It says, like, Yom Pichah,
never. So return Shemaka means what? Let's say you're doing return Shemaka, and then what?
You're asking a question like this.
No, what's the
You're saying, how do you start?
No, no, even if...
Okay, that's a very good question.
Right, that also...
I mean, you start by learning, no?
No, so the text when they were the Mitzvah, they already learned.
One second. What you asking something else? What were you asking?
Now the Oyser return Shemaka means what? Practically, what does that mean? That means that Hashem's going to make man come on the ground? Or what does that mean?
You're going to have the guy and work for you.
So you're still running a business or you're not? What are you
very
doing?
Very minimal.
So it's minimal work?
It's not even minimal. It's gone. You're learning Kyle. Other people
are there's a check on social services.
Yeah, Uncle Mike. Uncle Sam, Uncle Mike, whatever. The shoe store's going to make more business. I don't know. Yeah. So we have machloikis. What a person's aiming to do now. The question that I thought you were asking, what I was asking, when does it start? When do you start Eitzim as a Malkum? Should I go learn? Should I try for Kaila or not? Ted says, you got to try. If it doesn't work, go to work.
For one day. It's not like that.
We'll get to the Maskana.
Was there ever a time of Eitzim Shem Shemakim?
What?
When was the time of Eitzim Shem Shemakim?
Cheskel. It was when Cheskel. They were all in Bismarck, right?
And what happened?
There were seven people sharing one cloak. They didn't have clothing.
But they were happy with it. There wasn't a pshat. It was six people. Yeah, whatever.
Yes, okay.
Sakapanen. So what's the ma'aser? So we have a beautiful machlekes. Should you go to work or shouldn't? Many people went to work like a b'shmal, and it worked out well for them. Many people tried kailul.
1 in 1,000
work. This is the Matzias today. How many people are learning the kailul? How many people are working?
There are two kinds of learning the kailul. One's that they barely sleep, and one's it's a job. You go in 8 hours a day, and it's good. That's not full learning.
Okay. You're a shtak Muslim. Amalei Rav Rabbana. Okay, so it's a pashtus is mashma. Pashtus is mashma. It's not so clear. But a bias passing, you're supposed to go to work. That's how it's pashtus. Amalei Rav Rabbana. Matusim inaychu means that, right, about kashim imcha. Right, I'm asking you. B'yayim in the Nisan, b'yayim in Tisha, let us chazi kamoi. The days of Nisan, ben azmanim, stay out. Stay out of Bismedish. K'eich le'titum is an aychu kudushata. Work ben azmanim, and like this you'll have food for the rest of the year. If you're going to be nishta in nishta, ben azmanim, you can try to learn, and you're not going to be able to learn the rest of the year. Those for Balbatim.
So it's like
Shabbos. Right, okay. Shabbos supposed to learn.
Rashi says that then is when you do the eco agricultural work, and then when agricultural.
You're not talking to this question.
You understand, but everyone does agricultural work. But
Yeshiva light should work ben azmanim. Yeshiva light today they don't work. They should rest. Something. I'm saying that's what it's saying here, right? Take care of all your needs, ben azmanim, like this during this man. Sit and learn. Don't go buy a suit. Tell your Rebbe you have to go buy a suit during this man. Take care of everything ben azman. Take your teeth, everything, all the needs. Take care of ben azman, and then you go and
try to get an appointment when you want.
Right, exactly. So the thing is like this. So is Rav arguing on Abaya? I mean, Abaya said you should go work. Rav is telling you, no, take care of your needs ben azman.
Which insinuates that all year round you shouldn't be working.
Right. Machlokes. That pasuk that you passed. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Zok to my right. Amar Rav Babachana. But if you yourself it didn't work, then continue working. If Kyle didn't work for you, don't say okay. Let me try it again. Yeah. Pashtus. That's what Abaye was coming to do.
The problem is we need a special heter now to take Kyle get yelled because you're not supposed to take stalker and How could you have an off in Tyra? All right, so we just said to Eretz because it's Ranenu, Miskatan Hadaris, and it won't work. You won't have Rabbanim if no one wants to try one again.
Okay.
Without that kula, you wouldn't be allowed.
No, that's a question. It could be that it's a payment for it, though. Okay. Amr Abba Bachana, my Bechim, Mishim, Abba Yudah, Be'eloi, Boy, Reg, Shalek, Deus, Hashem, Deus, Hashem, Deus, Hashem, Asa, Toyas, and Kva, Ulach, the Nade, Me, Toy, the Ike, Ulach, the Azuzins, can be Adam, they were rich, and they will have Toy, they were to Milcham. Deus, Hashem, Shasa, Ulach, and Kva, they went to work with Toyas, and Azuzins, can be Adam, Nishkan, Toy, and Nishkan, Gdul, the Gunch.
So what's called that, Ryan? What's called Kva? Their intentions or their time?
Intentions. Homer Abraham, a Bechim Shemu, the Miller, Boyish, look at those who shame their Sachin. Those who shame my Mechnison Pay saying their taxman. It means that Mice is only Chayv if you bring it into your house, Menatera, is only Chayv on Achilles Kva. You bring it through the main entrance. That's only Chayv. But if you bring it through side entrances, you're Pacha. There is Sachin and Mechnison Pay saying their Gagas to the roof, their Chatzeus, their Chavivas, a beat the path of themselves, because they're Pacha and a Mice. To the all the loopholes. The Mabiana in the Tevel Mishaiv Maisa Chiyah Pnei Abayas. Tevel's Mishaiv Maisa. Till you bring it Pnei Abayas to the house. Shnam Biyati HaKadosh Ben Abayas. I print the Kadosh Ben Abayas. Means the main entrance. Rebechen Amma Fila Chatzuk Abayas. Rebechen says, even Chatzuk Shnei Vachal B'Sharecha B'Saveyu, even if you bring it Derech Hashah. So to Mavayta. The Mishnah said, Chutz Ben Ayayin, that you make a bracha for itself, you make a bayar P'yak Gofen. Why is Yayin different? Because it gets better when it's a grape. It's not as good as when it's wine. So since it's Shtani Leluya, the change made it better. Shtani Lebracha. So the bracha gets better also.
I
got to
ask Mark about a celery drink.
Oh yeah, it gets better.
because the world holds that you made it worse.
Shemen is also, it's better shemen zayis oil than the zayis itself, and you don't see that it's shtani lebracha. Now this gets very complicated. We don't have time to go into it. When do I make a shahakel? Oh, we'll get to that. No, we're thinking here now that it's better. It's made for it. It's made for Shem and Zayas. Olives are made for Shem and Zayas, just like grapes are made for wine.
No, but he's saying it never gets used. You don't drink oil.
Oh, we'll get to the oil. Tomorrow's going to explain when you make it. It's time as I think, Hashem said. But the shayla is, apple juice, you don't make aetz. So there's three brachas of drinks. Grapes become better, you make a yayin. Zayas, where it stays... Whatever. It stays, it's chashivas. So you make an eight. And then when it gets worse, apple juice and orange juice and the punch, whatever. Make sure.
It doesn't get worse. Yayin can get better. That's
what it is. You say yayin's better. Status quo, you make an eight. Worse, you make a. And that's where Mazza was saying good nakuda before, which I'm not going to be here for that, which is where he says, compared to Shad, some oranges, maybe you should be making eight. Some oranges, maybe you shouldn't make eight. They planted lahedya, the shvacha oranges, the more juicy, whatever it is, I don't know exactly what.
So it's made for that.
And it's lahedya made for two things. It's lahedya made for drink. Maybe you should make eight. That's a posh. Not to. It's like Shem and Zayin. It's like, I'm Yehosom. So again, Gemara's kasha is, how come Yayin, you make a bari piyah gofen, and Shem and Zayin, you make a bari piyah. I'm Yehosom, Shem Delayash. It's partially a technical reason. Heichen nivich, how can I make? Nivich bayer piya zayis. Should I make a bayer piya zayis? Peyri is gufa zayis ikri. The peyri of the olive is called zayis. So I can't make the nusach bayer piya zayis. Why? Because the tree, the branch is also called zayis. Over there, side the branch and side the pre itself is called zayis. So I can't say peyri is gufa ikri zayis. Zayis ikri. It pays itself is called Zayas.
So what's wrong with it?
So what pre has Zayas? It's both Zayas. They're both Zayas. They're both olives. In the Torah, side of the branch and side of the pre is called Zayas.
The bracha is not mochiach.
Right, you know. The nivichalah bayar pe'eit Zayas. Why did they say Bari Pri Eitz of Zayas? That's a good bracha. The reason why Yayin is special is because it's Zayin. That's why it's chashav to be considered a bracha for itself. It's amazing. So the Gemara. What? Mishchal is Zayin? But now, if you make a nether, you're not going to have mazon. Mutter be mayim and melech. You only mutter in water and salt. Ravina be mayim melech with the lo yiki mazon. Hakal mikri yiki mazon. The mayis that we see from the everything else is called mazon. Name it after the Rav Shmuel. The Amma Eim Mavach by Mizayis al Behem Minim Bavad. The Chayr, you tell me everything is mazon, so we have a shver that you only make by Mizayis al Behem Minim Bavad. Vama Puna. Ba'im Mekalazan Olai. Over there you said anything that's zon. Means to make a bracha by minim zaynus, yeah, that's only hay minim. But over here I'm saying kalazan alai, that anything that's kalazan and any nourishments, that's except for water and salt. The kids, alma mishcha zayin. I see that mishra, wine, I'm sorry, or oil, is zayin. So why are you telling me that only yayin is zayin, gives me nourishment, oil also does. So why don't I make a bracha vayte? I should make a bracha by pri eight zayis. The ma'al chamra said, "Umishchalai said, chamra is more than regular mazon. Chamra is not just nourishment; it gives me satisfaction. Umishchalai said, and oil doesn't. So the ma'al chamra misad. Does chamra really give me satisfaction? Well, Rava have a shasi chamra. Rava would drink wine. Kol ma'al yom de pesach, the whole erev pesach. Keich a nigger libe, v'neichel matzah tve."
Makes him hungry.
Right, fakat. Chama doesn't give me satisfaction. It doesn't give me that now I'm full. Chama makes me hungrier. He drank wine a whole half Pesach. Like this, he should be having more of a taiva to eat matzah, which means Chama brings you to draw want to eat, not satisfaction within itself. So the Gemara, tuva gar, a lot of wine gets me to eat more. Purta sad, a little bit of wine gets me full. How could that be? A little bit gets me full and more gets me hungry? It should make me double as full. How's the metziyah shach?
It could be the alcohol, whatever, you know, when it sits and it becomes alcohol, taka, and like grape juice, when wine, taka, it could have an effect. It's the first five minutes,
if you drink a little bit, then it makes you full. It's satisfying. But when you drink more, like Moshe is saying something, the alcohol goes ahead and gives you a taiva to eat more.
Let's say you normally eat a little bit, and you're happy, you're not hungry anymore. But if you start eating more, all of a sudden you have a big appetite and you want to eat a lot. So that's the same thing in yayin. A little bit, you're not hungry anymore. But
Umisad klal, but it's chamra. Sod at all? Does it make you satisfaction of the food? Of the chamav aksiv yayin yisamach levav enesh v'lechem levav enesh yisod. Yayin makes you happy. Lechem makes you sod. Makes you feel full.
Why does yayin make you happy? Because it's mishaker?
Yeah. That's why Rabbi Asher holds that maybe on grape juice you don't make it by a pair of coffee. So tomorrow, no. Namahu de sod. Chamer loy sod. The pasuk says, forget the mazber makasha. Namah bread makes you full, and chamer doesn't. Chamer makes you samach. No. El chamer is beitati. Wine has both. Sod umisamech. It makes you sai full, and sai makes you happy. And that's what the pasuk said. Yain and samach is not excluding sod. It makes you both. But nahama bread misses sod. Smuchel umisamech. Bread just makes you sod. Just makes you full. So the Mar Yachin Nevechalash Lashav Brachis. If so, you said very good. Why yayin make a bar pergaf and it's better than oil? Why? Because it makes you full. So make afterwards bichsa mazon. Because it makes you so full that like just like bread. So the Mar like kavi interested the say olai. The Ma'aseh Metzias is even though it makes you full, but a person is not kavei suda. In order to bench, you have to be kavei suda. Only if Nachum Beitzak L'Ravi Kavei Lai Suda. So. But let's say a guy is kaveh suda. His zal suda today is wine. So if so, he should be making a bichsa mazon. I'm like, shiav aliyah v'yayma. Have a kaveh suda. If you have a kaveh suda, when aliyah comes, maybe he'll tell you that you had a kaveh suda. Hash to me a batla daita yitzakaladam right now, the maisim. We say batla daita yitzakaladam and
yeah, the problem is, there, in the United States, there are people who come get together and have a wine tasting thing, and they have a lot of different kinds of wine.
Okay, but nice.
Why is that a suda?
So that's their suda.
Why is that a suda? You have a nice party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you eat enough nuts, that's a din. If you eat enough pasta barbecue.
You just said pasta barbecue. Yes, you nash. Let's just go back. Goof, I'm a bit of a small beginner, I'm a bit of a beginner. Shemin Zayas, we're working on a bio pH. This is what you're asking. An oil maker by pH. Take a dummy, how's a check? Ela me the kashasi lay. If you're drinking oil, is okay, mazik lay. That's mazik for you. You don't make a bracha on a mazik. It's not a chila which needs a bracha. The time you went in the bracha, she says shemin shal chuma. If you drink shemin shal chuma, shalom as a can. Why? Because it's not bar chila. It's not normal to drink. Then you shalom as a chemish, you don't pay chemish. Normally, if you're having anah from Hegdush, you have to pay ken achemish. Hasach shemesh al tshumah. But if you're smearing yourself in shalom as a ken, shalom as a chemish, you pay for both. You pay for chemish also. So obviously, so you see that the drinking oil is not the regular. El de kachal el de pas. You're eating a whipped bread. It's like a shmira. The mayor, you have a pas ikka, who tafel. The pas is the ikka, that's a tafel. But now, in zaka, kosher ikka, vimitvil, mevachal ikka, pay this a tvil. You don't make a bracha bachal in shemesh. You drank it through our nigra, with our nigra. That's some type of michael that you put shaman into it.
It's a drink.
Yeah. Dami Rabba, Shmuel, a nigra in Maya de Silka is a drink that come out of tardin, of cabbage or something. And sigrain, Maya de Kulishilki. That's water of all shlokas, all vegetables. So what are you answering me? Can't have a nigger nicker. The shaman tafel.
What's a nigger? So, and what, you would make Adam?
The shaman. But I'm over here, weiter. No. The nigger is the ikka, and the shaman is the tafel. The trans are clock. How should we give him a tvela? The bracha ikka, why does that tvela?
No, when that nigger is the ikka, what bracha would you make?
Adam. I'm over here, you're not making bracha on the shaman. So what did you get me by a nigger? I'm over here, my skin is a headache. A gun, oh, sorry, man. His throat.
It's sore throat.
Tanya, Chesh Begoni, lo yar enu b'shemen t'chila b'shabbos. Do not go out and mix it in shemen b'shabbos because you're not allowed to take a fool of medicine on Shabbos. So you see that that's a medicine. Unless you're shemen habba, let's say chanigra and ubalei, you can put it into the nigra and swallow it. B'kitza, you see it's over there. You're not drinking out the nigra and you're drinking out the shemen. So that's the ikka, so you'll make a bayar p'ya.
Yar enu means that it leaves you soaking in the mouth.
Yeah.
No, but it should make
a... No, but before it's a mouth. It's a fool of a mouth. So the Gemara Pshita, this is Pashit. So the Gemara Ma'ad, the Tamei Kivin, the Refuah, come Mechavin. Lay Livich Alei Klal, since you mean Mechavin Refuah, you shouldn't make a bracha. Come Ash Malon, Kivin this day, no, minay, bari bracha. Since the Maisi, you have a no, besides Refuah, Mele, you make a bracha.
Silky is beat.